Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome, hallelujah, glory to God, to the LRC and broadcast today here on Blog Talk Radio. We are delighted, praise God, to be with you here once again for our and our broadcast. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. We are seeing that in just a moment. We're just trying to see what our music here right at the moment. For some reason, it seems to be taking a little bit longer time to get here. But nevertheless, we thank and we praise God that that we're able to come in today. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, and give him all the praise, the honor, and the glory and thanksgiving, praise God, for all that he has done, all that he is doing, and all that he is going to do, praise God, because he is such a good God. Amen. And we just trust him wholly and explicitly and thank him for everything, praise God, that he has done for us. Amen. We're going to go ahead and play a little music, and then we're going to come back. And relates to faith, first of all, faithful, and faithfulness. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we are still covered in that category. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. And we want to give a great big shout out to each and every one of you, and also say thank you for joining us, praise God, again, and for all those that have joined us from last week and also coming in on this week, praise God, we thank you so very much. Hallelujah, glory to God. I look forward to hearing from you, praise God, as well. Hallelujah, glory to God, here on the LRCM broadcast with Dr. Lilly. As you know, our call-in number 319-527-6788. We generally take the call for self calls at the end of the broadcast. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Or we will see your number, take it down, and call you back. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. What a blessing of the Lord it is. We are going to get ready to go into prayer first and foremost. As you know, that is our general format. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to do that, praise God, and then we're going to come back and play a little more music, and then we're going to get right into our message and our teaching for today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come join with me now as we go before the Lord in prayer. Whatever is on your heart, whatever you're dealing with, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. He already knows, but hallelujah, glory to God, he expects us to come. Amen, and ask. He said, cast our cares upon him. This is what Jesus said unto do. Cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Amen. And hallelujah, glory to God, when we call upon him, we know that he does answer. We may not always understand the ways that he's going to answer, but we know that he will answer the need. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. So let your faith arise today as we go forth into prayer. Hallelujah, glory to God, trusting. Hallelujah, believing and feeling with assurance that he will answer. He will help you in your time of need and or trouble. And whatever it is that you're dealing with, whatever it is you're going through, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Truly, there are many troublesome areas and situations on the land today, and we need all the help that we can get. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day again. Your blessing on the day, Father God, your glory, mercy, Father, we thank you for your grace, hallelujah, and all that travels and moves in and around about us, Lord God, that is from you, that helps us to be strong and to deliver us and to restore us and to just to move us into the direction that you would have us to go. Because so often, Father God, we stumble because we don't see, we cannot see what is ahead of us all the time, Father God. But we thank you that you can see. Nothing is hidden from your eyes. And as we come to you, Father God, in faith and obedience and humbleness, Lord God, that you will attend unto our cry in the name of Jesus, because this is a promise that you have given to us, hallelujah, glory to God, as believers, that your ear is attentive to the cry of those that are calling upon you in the name of Jesus, those that are yours, hallelujah, glory to God, and those that may, hallelujah, glory to God, may not always be completely walked into the kingdom or completely made that determination as of yet. But Lord, yet if they said Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, if they said, God help me, you hear them as well in the name of Jesus. So many times we sometimes give the impression that you have to be at a certain level before you can get an answer. But I'm so glad to know and I'm so glad to share that God, wherever we are, whatever position we are in, that God, if we call out to you, that you will answer. Hallelujah, glory to God. I've been in some situations, some precarious situations, and Father God, you didn't leave me there. For your word declares that you will not leave, nor would you forsake us. So Father, we thank you there, Lord. That's what Jesus, hallelujah, made a promise of. And so we thank you today, hallelujah, glory to God. Through him, we have access to you. And through that, Father God, we can walk, and we can come boldly before the throne, and we can leave our requests before you, Father God, and know with assurance, Lord God, that some way, somehow, you will send the answer, hallelujah, glory to God. And sometimes they may come in unusual ways, but Lord, it doesn't mean that it's not you, hallelujah. So we thank you and give you praise, honor, and glory, and thank you for that in advance, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for your blessing over this program and broadcast today in the name of Jesus. And may the words that come forth, Father God, touch somebody's heart in a very special way. in the name of Jesus, and touch their lives, Father God. Draw them closer, hallelujah, glory to God. And whatever their needs are, Lord God, that you will meet those needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus, we pray. And Father, we thank you and give you all the praise in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For your word. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Jesus, you may not know how, you may not know when, but oh, when you put your faith and your trust in him, hallelujah, he'll do it again. He'll bring you through time and time and time again. He'll make a way where there seemed to be no way. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. He'll give you the strength, hallelujah, glory to God, to stand when you think you're going to fall and you can't stand anymore. Or any longer. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank him. Hallelujah, glory to God. Give him the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for who he is today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We glorify you. And we lift your name up on high. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the grace that you have given to us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be able. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Move. Hallelujah. Say glory to the Lamb of God. And just let our voice be heard. Hallelujah. Glory to God today. And just be able to share with someone, hallelujah, of your greatness and your mercy and all that you offer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because, Lord, you didn't have to do it. But thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You created us. You didn't leave us all alone. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. In trouble, sometimes you're with us as well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And sometimes we miss it. But, God, you never miss. You're always on time. And so we give you praise for it today. In the name of Jesus, for the answers, hallelujah, glory to God, for the questions that people are asking, for the answers of those that are crying out, oh God, and saying, Lord, I need help. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for touching their lives in such a way, hallelujah, glory to God, that they can't doubt, and they'll never be able to doubt the fact that they will know with assurance it is you, hallelujah, glory to God, that have done it. And testify to that fact. Amen. Oh, praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for it being done. And now we're going to get ready to go into our teaching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen and be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Of God series continue. The faithfulness of God. Part one, faithfulness. Send them a continues number four. And, of course, this is part one as well of number four, which is devoted. God is not only faithful, loyal, constant, and true, but also devoted to his promises.
Amen.
And his people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as we are taken back up on the very center, so we will be taking a look on what could be, again, as I said, also considered yet another attribute per se of God that is consistent with being faithful and the faithfulness of the faithfulness of God. Amen. Glory to the Lamb of God. We are and have been teaching on what the Bible says about God and him being faithful and sharing the various synonyms and mentioned on our last broadcast mainly and teaching on various ones. Praise God. And today we are picking up, as I said, we're going to be talking about on how God is faithful. And we are sharing from the list. First of all, reading from that, the list that we are pulling the synonyms from and that we have been sharing with you. And, of course, as I mentioned before, on faith, we talk about that faith and we talk about a little bit about the list, which means the belief and trust, a synonym where that is the term. But the faithful, and that is F-A-I-T-H-F-U-L, and they are loyal, as I mentioned, constant, true, and today devoted. Amen. And we will also go into accurate, precise, exact, resolute, that's scrupulous, Let me talk a little bit about that one, because it seems like that one is not categorized as the rest are, but we're going to get into that one as well. Sincere, staunch, and that he's steadfast. He's trustworthy and trusted, upright, constant, fast, and of course, and trim. Amen. And firm. Sorry about that. And firm. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So as we continue on, we invite you to come. This is Maine Woods. Continue to join us and praise God and listen. And if you have any comments or questions, by all means, feel free to contact us, and we will be able to chat with you a little bit on that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. How it is stated that in the Bible, God often describes his relationship with his people as marriage. He was the husband or husband-man, as it says in Scripture, as his people were his bride. God expected his people to be devoted to him alone. Having other gods was not okay with him, and in his eyes, it was like adultery. More than anything, God wanted a people to call his own. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. God wanted a people to call his own, and therein lies the problem, because that in and of itself calls for commitment. However, before we can go into that, let us talk, take a closer look at what being devoted really means. Amen? What does the root word of this word mean? And of course, that word is devote, is the root word, D-E-V-O-T-E. Amen? Hallelujah, glory to God. And it means to, number one, to give or apply one's time, attention, or self, for example, entirely to a particular activity, pursuit, cause, or person. Amen. Number two, to set apart for a specific purpose or use. Land devoted to mining, and that word is devor, and I'll spell it D-E-V-O-R-D. Devor, there it is. And it means to sometimes to vow. That's really what it's all about, is to make a vow. And we know that when we're talking about vows, we're also talking about another word that's very important, thanks God, and we're not going to really go into a lot of details on right now. But we're talking about covenants, you know. And each takes commitment. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And devoted. It is defined as an attribute, first of all, and it is defined as, number one, being very loving and loyal, which is the one that we spoke of early on. Number two, dedicating time and effort to a certain subject. Number three, strongly attached. And number four, devoted is characterized by loyalty and devotion, etc. To commit by a solemn act, i.e. devoted to self, to serving God, and or to give over to direct time, money, effort, etc., and or service to something or someone. Amen. Perhaps you may ask the question of what does devotion to God entail? Well, it is stated that in the dedication of the temple, King Solomon challenges the people of God to be devout, and in so doing explains what devotion to God entails. 1 Kings 8:61 NASB Bible. Let your heart, therefore, says, be wholly devoted to the Lord, our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments. Amen. Such as his obedience to him. And although David lived imperfectly, his desire was to do what God commanded. An example. The essence of devotion is obedience. Amen. Hallelujah. David, a shepherd boy, and running for his life, a mighty king, and many psalms tell us also that he still had respect, reverential fear, where Saul was concerned. He did not want to touch this man, you know, even though he was in a position that he could have destroyed him. He did not, you know. So you have to do what the word says to do. You have to move. Hallelujah. That's another example. That's where obedience was concerned. He knew what the word said about touching God's anointed. Amen. Even though he himself was anointed of God. Amen. Come on, somebody shout. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Also, we talk about humility. You know, that we have to humble ourselves before the Lord, humble ourselves with others as well. Hallelujah, glory to God. That's going on right now. We have so many people, a lot of pride in the fact that they're proud of what they have accomplished or achieved, but pride in a way that is very dishonoring and disrespectful, okay? And so we may come into that, talk about that a little bit too down the road, amen, by the grace of God, as well as service, amen? 2 Corinthians 11:3, praise God. The Bible says that God's people are first and foremost to have sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Colossians 4:2 said, New International Version said, and to devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And Romans 12:10, New King James Version says this thing, be kindly affectionate one to another, in brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another. And how does God show He is devoted to mankind? He shows it by loving us first and foremost. Amen. John 3:16, New King James Version says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave his own one and only begotten Son, so that whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish but have eternal life. And that is the Amplified Translation. Amen. And the Bible also says this, Romans 8:5-8, English Standard Version, for God shows his love for us. He shows it. And that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us. In closing for today, Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. Meaning that he, God, is faithful to his promise. Amen. And truly, hallelujah, glory to God. We need him each and every day. We need him more than we can even begin to imagine. Amen. We're going to get deeper into this. Hallelujah, glory to God. On our next broadcast by the grace of God on part 2. So I would ask you to come back and join us for the rest of this teaching and be blessed. Amen. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb, oh God. We do thank the Lord for teaching. Praise God. We thank the Spirit. We give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because it is ministering to us even as it is ministering and going out to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So please may remember to come back. Hallelujah. Again. And join us and let us hear from you. Let us hear any comments. Praise God that you may have. As you know, I am your host, Dr. Lily. And hallelujah, glory to God, in Robinson Canesso, L. Robinson Canesso Ministries. You can call us at 305-917-5223 for prayer and our counseling or questions that you may have. And also, you may visit our website. We still are working in process. We are doing some changes with our website upgrading, so to speak, you might say, about however you can go over and just kind of connect with, get familiar with it. Hallelujah, glory to God, and keep a lookout on what some of the products that we will be offering from time to time. Amen. On our site. And that is www.apostlecanesso.com. Amen. Love you very much. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Come back and join us. Hallelujah, glory to God, as always. And we look forward. Praise God for being with you. Tell somebody about us. Hallelujah, glory to God. Share what you hear. Hallelujah, glory to God, that it will bless others as you come in contact with them. In the name of Jesus, amen. For God be all the glory, honor, and praise. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we advise you to open your heart, hallelujah, glory to God, and make that confession. Believe, first and foremost. Make that confession, repent, and ask him to come into your heart and take abode in your heart and become a part of your life so that he can guide you by the power of his Holy Spirit and direction he would have you to go in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Bye now.